Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
On tonight's Real Housewives of Dallas, the Dallas Social Club assembles to air grievances, and we're here to break down every question, that and more, right here on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Can fuck with me if you want. This is a change.
I know. We started like right at the heart of the song. I can't get over the song. It's still so amazing to me.
It's so perfect for this episode.
So good. I know.
I love this.
I don't dance now. I make money moves.
There's so much to talk about in this episode. I haven't either, and I don't know why, but I've heard that I can recite the song that was in the video.
She's killing it. Cardi B, she's getting it.
Yep.
She's with G-Eazy right now. That song, I really like that song. Such
too.
A good yeah. song. Mm-hmm. She's killing it.
Yeah, Cardi doing well. I haven't heard about Nicki in a minute. Sorry.
I know.
Well, the shade is happening tonight in Dallas. We can't overshadow what's going on, which is a lot. And this was, I think, one of their best episodes yet.
Yeah, it was very catty.
It was.
Right?
It was. Like, yeah. I have a note, but I'll say
okay.
it later.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I just generally, uh-huh. I think, like, all these shows have, like, a moment where they, like, put their show on the map with, you know, over-the-top drama, and things take left turns, like dinner parties from hell and all this stuff. And I think mm-hmm. this was probably pretty good for Dallas standards. I thought there was a lot going on, and a lot happened, and things took turns, and everyone was involved.
Right.
I enjoyed it.
It didn't disappoint.
No.
I was ready for them to spill the tea.
Yes.
It was a good start.
Okay.
It was a good start.
You're not fully in, huh?
I'm not yet. Almost. I mean, okay. I'm in it, but okay. I'm just thinking, like, I'm ready for more chaos.
Okay, you got more chaos.
Okay, yeah. I mean, remember, I'm just coming off the chaotic Real Housewives of OC.
Right.
That was chaotic.
Yeah.
This was organized chaos. That was just chaos. So,
I get you. Yeah.
And I'm ready for new chaos. I feel like it was like what we heard was a little redundant. Yeah.
It was kind of the wrap up.
Yeah, which we'll talk about very soon. But where can we find you on all things social media, Grant?
Perfect. Thank you. You can find me at It's Grant's Rants on Twitter.
Love it. Yes, welcome back, y'all. I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on Instagram at @Rach_Robillard.
Hey, guys, I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me all over social media at Athletic.
And it's DJ Richie Scott, and you can find me at DJ Richie Scott on Instagram and Twitter.
There you go.
Oh, Cardi B just got me all thrown off.
Cardi B,
the stature of the show. Let's get into it, though. Let's get into a little bit more now that we give our general thoughts. So, the Essence Energy fall reception. Again, this is a year ago. It's driving me crazy. This is a year ago.
Texas State Fair time, which is right around the corner for us now. Like, this is exactly a year ago.
So
which is kind of crazy.
I know. So don't sit on these shows.
No.
You know what I mean?
I don't know why they do that.
You want them all the time.
Yes.
Why?
So, the reception, and guess who's speaking? Leanne, of course. So, Cameron and DeAndra come to support her. And we learn every week, it's like DeAndra 101. We learn a little bit more. So what happened to her? She relates to Leanne's story about coming from a broken home and abandonment issues. Mm-hmm. And about we learned a little bit more about her father. What do you remember?
He wasn't there.
He
was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Right?
Alcoholic.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and she also said that when her mom left him, it destroyed him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this D is more powerful than we
right.
think.
Mm-hmm.
She destroyed this man's life.
She is pretty powerful.
I felt destroyed because she wasn't in this episode.
Yeah.
She wasn't. Really? We missed her, yeah.
I know, right? So then her friend Jay comes over after the speech, and he can't wait to drop Carrie's name, except it's only the first letter.
Yeah, C.
It's a running theme for her.
Yeah. So she says, oh, Mark hates me, and I'd be a monster if I spoke. I saw this like four times. I was like, what is he trying to say here? That Mark hates him, and he would be a monster if he said anything to Carrie. About what? What would you be saying?
Yeah, what?
I didn't understand it was that. Too little information. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know why you don't dislike, like, why don't you like her? Why don't you like her or Mark? Like, I needed that bit of information. Mm-hmm.
They've had beef ever since the reunion, even season one, and especially on the reunion, if y'all recall.
Well, I'm saying the guy. The guy, yeah. Like, Jay, why? Yeah. What was his beef?
Mm-hmm. Well, oh, with Jay?
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking about, like, sorry, Mark.
Jay with Carrie. I don't understand. What's the whole, like,
yeah, does he right. really
just
know
came
her?
Out of nowhere. Yeah. You know yeah. what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Maybe this comes into play with what Carrie was saying later about how she has her little birds that distribute gossip yeah. for her. Maybe this is one of them. And
oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
I follow all of them on Twitter, and I know that Jay is very close with Heidi mm-hmm. and Leanne in that camp. So, like, you know, maybe this is part of that yeah. world that we're going to learn more
one
about.
Of the little birds. Okay.
But I'm glad Deandra called out Leanne for like
gosh,
her credibility. Like, you just
yeah.
gave this most empowering speech, yeah. and now you're talking
yeah.
BS. Right
True.
Afterwards.
I literally am starting to love her. She's, like, becoming one of my favorite housewives because she is not going to stand for this bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, she
speaks the
tells
truth.
Her, yeah, she tells it exactly like it is to Leanne, who is scary.
Yeah.
So,
You know, I still want Deandra to go kind of ballistic, Dorinda style one day.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
I'm just waiting for that moment
Do you
to happen.
Think she will, though? Because, like,
I want
she
it
has
to happen.
So together. Like, I feel like she won't, but that would be interesting.
But she's so
did.
Assertive. I'm just
yes.
waiting for that
yeah.
tipping moment. Like, she just needs a couple of drinks in her, maybe. You know?
I didn't really see her sipping on much during this
exactly.
quarantine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Stephanie over there is like, I'm just going to keep drinking. But they're double fisting. Oh, it killed me.
I think Leanne will push her to that Dorinda moment.
Do you? Oh my gosh.
I do.
So.
Maybe not this season. Let's pray for a season three, everybody, together.
Yes.
But I really hope that. I think that it could happen. I do. I think that.
I do
that
too.
You know, especially because they are personally, genuinely close,
mm-hmm, yeah,
where you could let someone tick you off that way, yeah, versus just like someone like, you know, Cameron with Brandy, who it's nonsense. They don't have any real, you know, stakes in that relationship. So then we go to Carrie's house, and she's getting ready for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark is very upset that their young daughter is joining them.
Surrey.
And yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We learn more about this guy, that he had a mental breakdown when she was pregnant because he was no longer going to be a priority. The week that she was born, he went out and bought himself a Porsche. And, you know, this guy's looking real bad. I have no interest in this guy. What can I say?
Yeah. Mark was one of my favorite men on the show. And when him saying that, like, he was more disappointed about the pregnancy than excited, I was like, what?
Yeah.
And over wrong reasonings, like, I'm not going to be priority now in your eyes, Carrie.
Gosh.
Yeah, it was horrible. And I also find it really weird because I feel like Carrie's really strong. And, like, as I like to consider myself a strong woman myself, but, like, I would not put up with that shit. Like, I just wouldn't. And I can't believe that she, like, the way that he was treating her at that dinner, I would have lost it.
Yeah.
Like, for
yeah.
sure.
Like, so. You can eat whatever she doesn't, okay, was his exact quote to Carrie.
I think
so
I
would have
leapt
him.
Across that table at that
yes.
moment.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Right? I'm like,
you eat it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all too common for her. She doesn't even flinch when he says
no.
these things. That's how you know it's something's off. And, I mean, is it worth it? I mean, I know she has a young daughter. I'm not saying to leave. But, I mean, is it worth it being married to this grown-up baby? I mean, it's... I couldn't put up with that for a minute. Like,
no.
I have no filter. That relationship would be over before
well,
it started.
I don't understand what the problem is. He has a daughter. He can go and dress the dolls because
right?
he likes to style people.
Yeah,
so
very true.
There you go.
Very
you have
true.
A common bond with your daughter.
There you go.
He acts
yeah.
like he doesn't even like her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, for cleaning up. I picked that up, too. Like, oh, well, where's Zuri to clean up?
Oh, yeah.
When Carrie's like, you can clean up. It's like,
oh,
maybe Zuri should.
Like, what man talks about his daughter like that?
Right? Well, okay, good. I'm glad y'all
yeah.
understand that.
Yeah.
No, he looks horrible. He should be ashamed of himself.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not going to blame editing either, because we've seen this now more than once.
Yeah.
And those words came out of his mouth. You know, it wasn't made up. And he looks horrible. I don't know how that... is it worth it, Carrie, to put up with that? I'm just being honest. I wouldn't.
No.
So anyway, the Westcotts come over to eat, and it's a very informal dinner. I feel like they're a little bit more upper echelon. Like, they would expect, like, a tablecloth. Maybe, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Informal,
very, like,
but
chill.
They're eating lobster.
Yeah.
Yes.
Informally eating lobster at yes. dinner.
I want some lobster.
I know. My mouth was watering, too. Feed me.
Cameron still can't get over the gift exchange that she witnessed. My gosh. 2 weeks, 2 weeks prior. I love it. Then we go to the Texas State Fair, and I want to know a little bit more about this. Have you attended the Texas State Fair?
Yes, yes. Like all my life, I went to the Texas State Fair. I know I said this last week, but fried everything. You think of it, it's fried, is. I mean, I'm surprised they weren't. Were eating there. I mean, I don't know if Leanne's like on some special diet at the time, but I was like, where is the fried everything or the turkey legs, or they're just playing the carny games. But I love how Leanne was saying, like, you know, hit the shiny balloons, not the non-shiny ones, because those are newer and those are easier to pop. And
she knew the tips
and tricks to,
oh my gosh, I know.
To win.
I need to take her. I wish I had like some random knowledge like that. Like I know it's not random for her, but like she just like killed it. I was I was like watching her in awe. I'm like, I need her to come to the fair with me.
Right? And isn't there a fair going on right now? One of my girlfriends was
the LA County one, right? Pomona.
I went there one time and it was actually really fun.
Yeah?
Where is that? How far is that?
Maybe like 40 minutes
away. Oh, that's not that bad. Okay, I'm not going to go away. I mean, it's worth it
for the fried pickle.
Yep.
Wrapped in bacon.
What?
Yum.
You see, I don't eat pickles regular.
Now's your opportunity to start.
Venture outside your comfort zone, eat some fried pickles. Yes. Wrapped in bacon.
So they pop balloons on the balloon wall. I tried to find the name of this game. There really is no name. I mean, it's like just a balloon wall.
Poppin'.
Yeah, balloon popping. And then, so she has a full circle moment here with this proposal. You know, the ring is there. We learned that Rich went to the fest or the fair twice. To arrange all of this, and it was a nice moment. It was a good proposal, I think.
Yes. It was cute.
I loved it.
What did y'all think of the proposal? Do you think that was corny? Did you think it was just right? What was
I think it was perfect.
Yeah? Yes, I agree. I was so excited.
It was simple. It was the two of them.
Yep. Yeah.
I think it's the way, like, in my mind, like, that's how I would do it. You know what I'm saying? It's just
simple.
Well, outside of the cameras. But, you know, it felt just fun.
Yeah.
Genuine.
Yeah.
And like it seemed like she really didn't expect it.
Yeah.
Right. And like both of these folks are of a certain age too, where it doesn't need to be a spectacle. You know, like they're at the point in their life where it's really between them. It's not about doing it for the gram or getting a big wedding, like, you know, music video made or anything like that. Like, it's just them. Granted, they're doing this on a television show.
Yeah.
But still.
Imagine keeping that secret for a year.
A year. A year. And speaking
a year.
Like, that's, I couldn't. I just want to tell the person, everyone the next day. And I was actually kind of expecting people to come out. Were y'all, like, I didn't think it was just going to be them two the entire time. I was expecting, like, all right, who's behind the camera to jump out and be like, you know, her mom or dad or, some family and friends to be like, congrats.
Yeah.
I love how they had champagne, though. That was
cute.
Yeah.
That
was really sweet. I was expecting that.
They had this big... Big Tex or whatever his
name is. Yeah, Big Tex. Yes, he's real and he'll talk. And that was amazing.
It was a little creepy.
That was creepy.
Leanne, Rich wants you to know he loves you very much.
Rich.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like,
where is this
coming
from?
Very much.
I'm like cowering. Like, where is this coming from?
It's Annabelle.
Yes.
I loved it. It was a real, I guess you could say a real Texas proposal. I don't know. Is that
very much so?
Yeah.
And again, this was a year ago, so she was holding this information for over a year, and she actually gave an interview with People on her surprise engagement, and she said, I quote, "It was the happiest carnival prize ever," she gushed to People. "I had no clue. Honestly, Rich surprised me every single time that he has done something over the top romantic and kind. I'm always like, wow, your heart has such huge capacity for love. The whole thing really just blew me away. I'm incredibly lucky."
Aww.
I thought that was so sweet.
I enjoy seeing them together.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
It's such a good balance for
her. Yeah. Yeah, he calms her down.
Yeah.
Stable. You know?
Yeah.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. So sweet.
So it's the day of the honest tea. We'll continue some more detail in that article coming up, so stick with us.
Exactly.
The day of the honest tea, now, DeAndra's really taking this seriously. She wants it to be a safe space. People can speak out and say what they want.
Now, you know it's not going to be safe without alcohol.
Yeah, all alcohol. I
don't blame her.
With bartenders.
Yeah.
Right when I see bartenders and the caterers, I'm like, oh, this is
going
to be good.
It's going downhill.
Okay, let's go.
Yep. So Leanne's not wearing her ring. Why would she? These women don't really. Not all of them wish for that well. So.
Did you notice that, or did she say that?
It was a little scene. Yeah, where they explained why she wasn't going to be wearing it.
Okay. And so I actually agree. Like, I would be super pumped to tell people, but at the same time, it's like, do you really want to go out the next day to this mess and then be like, oh, and I'm engaged, by the way? It's just like, no, you don't want those bad vibes for me. Yeah. So I'm glad she chose not to do it.
Yeah, but sure.
So none of them knew. None of them know right now. Mm-mm. With the sorority. Like, no one knew.
No.
Not even
Deandra. Her best friend.
Rich asked. Mm-hmm. She said, well, what's the first thing that people say when you announced you are engaged? Yeah. He's like, oh, well, that's nice. He's like, no.
No. When's the date?
Yes. That's what people want to know.
Yes.
Exactly. See, we're already planting these seeds.
Mm-hmm. That would be amazing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So back at Carrie's house, Brandy and Stephanie are there to prep for this with a bottle of champagne, of course. And we learn that Stephanie really didn't get an invitation, that it was just a quick phone call, which I can understand being a little PO'd about.
I have a couple of questions. Did anybody get an invitation, or did everybody get phone calls?
Oh, yeah, but you think it was all like that?
Yeah, I mean, because it sounds like, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
because
Deandra told Leanne and Cameron word of mouth. That's
so it's like, what were you expecting, Stephanie? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think she's more offended that it was so last minute. She's like, oh, I got told last night that to be ready. So I think it's more of a last minute, like she thought minute.
Yeah.
Compared to like, you are cordially invited.
yeah.
Someone giving an invitation.
Mm. So, Brandy. Yeah. Could be.
Maybe.
Brandy is wearing pink to attract Cameron. I guess she's trying to, like, get in with her.
Is she trying to attract her or repel her?
Yeah, honestly.
Like...
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. Why would she wear pink then? She should have worn all black.
But I get where you're going with that.
I think she's subtly trying to dig at Cameron.
Okay.
Because she knows she gets to her.
I mean, Cameron hated her dress. She said... For a tee, you're supposed to wear
right above the
knee and no boobies out. And how did Brandy show up? Literally how Cameron said not to.
Exactly. What else can we say? So Carrie takes this moment to let Brandy know. She says, she doesn't think, meaning Cameron, she doesn't think that she has anything in common with you.
Carrie was a little hot mess this episode.
A little bit. This woman, please. Please.
Was it just me?
Can't stand
it. I know it wasn't just me.
I feel like she definitely had a stank face on. She just kind of like...
It was that, and it was just the little things that she did and said about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I felt like she caused more division than she... You know,
united,
like, she... Yeah, she wasn't resolving anything. She was making everything worse.
I don't think we'd be friends.
Yeah, well, and there was another point in that episode where she was... I think she was talking to Cameron, and she said something like, I don't like the drama. And I just thought of you guys, because... This is what we talk about with her all the time.
Yep.
You don't like the drama, but you're the one literally with the pot in your hand shaking it.
Yes, exactly. You know.
Literally, just like that.
But I don't like drama.
But that's none of my business. I mean, to say that. I mean, I wrote down the quote because I thought it was so passive-aggressive. She doesn't think she has anything in common with you. That's so gross. But anyway... hashtag not surprised. So Deandra and Cameron she also has to remind Carrie also has to remind the other ladies that Deandra and Cameron, they actually live in Dallas, so that's the difference.
The zip code thing.
Hate that.
I mean, it's not 90210.
Right.
So Brandy feels that it's all very pretentious, and she has no desire to be friends with anyone that is any pretentious woman. I can understand. But I mean, this is like you're on this show where it's all about charity and Dallas society. So you get what you get.
Right.
Anyway. At the tea, Leanne walks in, and she's walking all over Deandra's house with a drink, up and down the staircase, in and out of rooms, talking to us outside.
She is great.
Like, what is she doing? She's like, are you going to organize that drawer? I'm like, can you?
I loved how they showed Deandra getting ready. Because, originally she had hot rollers in her hair, and that is so Southern for her to have hot rollers in her hair. But then she go upstairs, and I see she has a hairstylist. So then she, like, they're styling her hair, doing her makeup, and I'm like, wow, this is some sorority Honesty. Honesty. Oh my gosh, I just went back to Greek life when I did sororities. Oh, anyways,
it's a little bit of the same.
True, but not as much stirring of the pot. But I was like, wow, she is getting all out for this. And I love how they showed how cluttered she is.
I had a question about that. Maybe you, one of you two can answer. Okay, she had the hot rollers in her hair. Now, I don't know, but then she threw a hat on.
Uh-huh.
I was just like, you wasted all that time?
Yeah.
Just to throw that hat on? Girl.
I
was trying to understand it, and I was like, well, maybe it's a, I don't know, maybe it's a, yeah. a long no. hair thing. Like, but it just seemed like counterproductive. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she still has, you have to.
I noticed these little things. I'm sorry.
No, that's good. That's great. No, I mean, you still have to do your hair even if you have a hat on because, you know, the end pieces.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe so that's
definitely,
it.
She, you know, you have to curl. I noticed too, her hair was curled at the end.
Maybe that's
if it was straight, then it'd be like, okay, wait, girlfriend. You know that's not what supposed to. Something went wrong.
So, what else can we say? So, the rules are given off. Cameron arrives, and she has these rules that you touched upon. Apparently, one of them is do not arrive in a white limo. Off, not happening. So, but, of course, her nemesis, Brandy, does just that. Like you said, all the wrong stuff. And I noticed as soon as she got out of the limo, she had the same pink bag. And I was like, uh-oh.
I didn't notice that. Yeah. As Cameron, they had the same bag.
Yeah, well, the same, not the same handbag, but the same gift
exactly.
bag.
Oh, yes. The gift bag. Yeah, okay, like, oh, that's a good catch.
I was like, she's going to do this.
So you knew, you foreshadowed that bag was for Cameron.
Yeah, I was like, she's going to do this. I'm waiting. I was like, all right, here we go. But it takes a minute. Well, not really, because Brandy asks her to step aside basically as soon as she walks in. After they tell each other how great they all look, and after they talk crap about each other before they all come get in the same room. But so she hands her the Jack Daniels, sans trip to Memphis. No trip to Memphis this time. And Cameron thinks, she thanks Brandy, but she's also turned off and offended because now she's doing it in front of Deandra and Leanne, who never got one.
Mm-hmm. But Brandy did try to be like, hey, can we talk for a second? Yeah. She did try, like, hey, can we talk to give her the present.
Good point. Right. Yeah.
And so, but then she's like, oh, we can talk here. Mm-hmm. So Cameron kind of initiated, like, Cameron's not as dumb as she comes across. And that's what she says in her little monologue. Like,
and she had to have seen the bag. If Grant saw the bag, she had to have seen the bag, right?
She knew.
I would assume. I mean, they can't miss it. It's this big, sparkly bag. Her color.
Yeah.
Carrie says that she's not getting in the middle. I'm like, okay.
You were already there.
Didn't you just, not even 5 minutes ago, tell her that she has anything in common with her?
She was wallowing in the middle. What are you talking about?
A mess. So Brandy says that she did apologize to Cameron several times, but then Cameron says, well, when was that? When was that? When was that? Three times. Like, oh, Lord. So Brandy reminds her that it was when she gave her the effing gifts.
Yeah.
And then she's like, were they the effing gifts?
That was awesome.
Oh, Lord. Then Deandra interjects. She's like, no, we haven't even started the tea yet. Hang on.
I know.
That'd be me. I'd be like, no, we haven't even sat down. Like, save this. So now it begins. The bedazzled gavel is out. The bell is ringing.
Oh my gosh. How the ringing and the gavel. That gavel was hit a lot.
A lot.
During the entire
tea. I mean, she took her job seriously.
She hit it once and it cut to Leanne and she's closing like a drink. She was like, What were our impressions, before we get into the content, what were our impressions of the tea party? The looks, the overall, the lack of tea.
The lack of tea and more alcohol?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I wanted some of the food.
Yeah.
Like, that was all that I was thinking. Like, snacks, I wanted the food. Good, You know, and I love a giant cocktail. So, I mean, I feel like it. Yeah. Well, they dressed the part, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
that. They all
seem
to get into that.
Yeah. I liked that. I liked how they all dressed up. Yeah,
I don't understand why Stephanie had such a big problem with dressing up for that. I mean, she dressed up for Halloween. She put more effort into that. I didn't get it.
Yeah. And I think she looks better than most of them, to be honest.
Yeah,
she
looks good. It's cute. You know.
Yeah, so, anyway, what else can we say? Question one. Question one.
Did you like how she did that? Did you like how she said, all right, y'all put your questions into a teapot?
I've played this game before.
Oh, shoot.
With a group of friends, and it did not end well. Like, half of them did not speak to each other ever again. And so, I'm not even kidding you.
It was about like friend drama, like addressing friend drama.
It's not a good game to play. Yeah, it's not. I mean, we didn't call it that, but it was tragedy.
Wow. Yeah. I've never done this. So I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah. Don't do it. I would love to do it. I would just love to do it with someone.
Because it gives people creative, like, it gives them license to just really ask a very direct question, and sometimes that's not really the best way to do it in front of a group. Like, sometimes it's just better to ask the question in private,
right?
And just resolve it that way. Mm-hmm. It's so much harder to resolve something in a group of people.
Yeah,
yeah. I also sometimes like hearing other people's perspectives.
I agree with you.
And being like the mediator too.
Now that it could go that way.
But that didn't go well. That's not what happened when you did it.
And I'm just saying, you add drinks to it? No.
Recipe for disaster. Right? Question one, Brandy, why isn't Leanne allowed in your home anymore?
Oh my God. Coming in hot with the first question. Yeah.
So Brandy says that she, you know, didn't want to discuss this in front of the group. She was just going to say it to her on the side, but it's because of Leanne's potty mouth and because of comments she made about her mothering. Leanne had made comments about Brandy's mothering season one, which weren't great. I mean, you know, you're about her daughters, like, not good. But then in a very over-enunciated direct apology.
It seemed really passive-aggressive at first. At first, I thought she was, like, about to get into it, but then she goes, but I want to apologize!
Yeah, it was weird.
And I was like, oh, this is supposed to be nice? Because this would have scared me, too.
I know. Very direct. But I guess Brandy must kind of know what it's like. She was like, oh, okay. She kind of did take it. And then I like how even Leanne was like, I'm over the top. Yeah, I talk shit. Like, that I can relate to.
I love it.
So, you know, what else? So after the apology, then Cameron points out, she doesn't let it die. Cameron was earning her paycheck in this episode. Mm-hmm. She says she said Brandy threw Leanne under the bus by not inviting her to Memphis because Leanne was there for Brandy when Stephanie wasn't. So she should have gotten an invitation. Mm-hmm. And then so Brandy's like, well, I would have invited everyone. And of course, Cameron was like, that's not true. You gave out invites. You could have.
Yeah.
So then there's a bunch of yelling and about how she just only invited her friends to see her grandparents. Mm-hmm. And she didn't get a chance to explain anything because Cameron was talking too much.
I loved it.
Any thoughts?
Yeah, can we talk about how Cameron's face, like how she goes like the...
There's a lot of that posing.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I think she did that like 5 times during that tea. Just like,
I like aggressive Cameron.
I do too.
Yeah.
I love it though.
I love it.
You know, just how Brandy, you know, has her eye thing. Oh my God. Cameron has her lip thing.
That's true. Yeah, and the neck. That neck is doing a lot of work. So both admit they were embarrassed. And Brandy did apologize while handing out handing out the gift bags. I went back and rewatched this because I was like, did she really apologize and then hand them the bags? Or did she hand them the bags? Basically what happened, in my opinion, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think she handed them the bags. And while she was like mid-hand to the last one to Stephanie, she turned to Cameron and said, I'm sorry, Cameron, I don't have one for you.
That's right. What happened.
Okay.
Yeah. They showed the flashback and I watched it too and I was like, yup, you apologize afterwards.
But it's a little bit of a technicality. It's all on the same beat, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? You think differently. Which is fine. Okay.
No, I think differently.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So you think it was deliberately after.
I don't think it was... I think she said it after, but I don't think it was deliberate.
Okay,
I don't think that action was deliberate. I think it was just crass, but I don't think she just... I just think she just didn't have another opportunity to do it.
Yeah. I think... Yeah. I mean, either she before or after, it was still an apology. At least she said, you know, I'm sorry and realized what was going on instead of saying, like... nothing.
Yeah, well, it's also awkward because, like, I thought it was awkward at the time, but then it's also like, oh, guys, I have to talk to you, but actually, Cameron, can you just, like, leave because I have to talk to these guys? Yeah. So it's like, it's kind of a crappy situation, so.
Well, yeah, say...
I think there's a way to bring people to you without saying, hey, you stay over there. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's what I do, though. No. Oh, my God. Get out of here. No. I don't know.
The only way you can do it, if she's still standing there and you can't make her move, is to say it while you're handing at the same time. Because if you're holding the bags and you turn to her, these aren't for you. Sorry. it's worse.
Yeah, I agree. You know what I mean? So people listen. Like, this is the right way to do it. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say you have to hand it at the same time.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. I've never been in a situation.
Hey, guys, I'm about to leave. Bye, everybody. Hey, would you mind coming with me to the car real quick?
And leave them in the car. That way no one knows who's getting
exactly.
what.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or just carrying the gifts back outside.
Yeah.
No one would know.
These gifts, this freaking Memphis
drama.
Trip. I know. You might think she's giving out a trip to like a round trip ticket to Hawaii. You know what I mean? It's like ridiculous.
I don't even think I would have reacted, actually.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go to Memphis anyway.
Cameron, she doesn't believe any of this. And then she says that you are being a mean girl. You said you were going to be a mean girl. And it was like, this girl can't take a joke. Like, I mean, really? She's ridiculous.
She's just not letting up.
Yeah.
At all.
But it was so apparent that Brandy was joking when she said she did it to be a mean girl.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can't joke with people you don't know.
Oh. I just don't think.
I guess.
People are sensitive.
They're that sensitive. Jesus.
Yeah, do you think Cameron is sensitive?
No.
Would you consider Cameron sensitive?
I think they just don't like each other.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So
I
anything that they do is going to annoy
Like they're looking for something.
Yeah.
It's just I don't like her. Oh my God, she blinked at me. Rude.
She's her dress is not above the knee or is not, you know, at the tea party with her boobies hanging out. I don't like her.
Class.
Another reason. Yes. Another reason not to like Brandy.
So Brandy storms off, and then Leanne literally pushes her back into the party. Did you see this?
Yes.
She's like, take her, three times. And, like, Stephanie doesn't even look at Leanne. Like, you can tell, like, she wants nothing to do with her. That was an interesting run-in. So it's all a misunderstanding. And so are these two cool? We don't really know at this point.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
It'll never die?
Mm-mm. Something's coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was only question one. Question number two was Carrie. She had a note, but she didn't want anyone to know it was her. She said, Brandy, why do you say you like Leanne when you say you don't? And I'm like, all right, this was not a mistake or a poorly worded question. You thought you were going to get away with this question, but you didn't think they were going to say names.
And the fact that she had to re-question it, she said you worded it wrongly. And then she's like,
mess.
I'm like, oh, it's awkward.
Mess.
It's awkward.
So we all agree that this was
a
mess.
It was horrible. I'm not here for the drama. I don't like the drama, but I'm gonna...
You know.
Let me pour some more in here.
I love it.
I hate drama.
I think that's going to be the go-to. I want you to do that when we talk. Okay. That's how we know. We're like, yep, this. Stirring the pot. For those listening, Rachel is stirring the pot.
Stirring literally.
It. Yes.
But Brandy's response wasn't any better.
True. Yeah.
I think Brandy did that, like, in retaliation. Mm-hmm. What the guy said about Marcus.
Doug Wash.
About her husband. Yeah. I was like, Brandy, come on, you didn't have to say that.
Right, yeah. She said, well, this guy Jared said that Leanne's using me, and Mark's 100% gay.
Yeah.
God.
And then suddenly what Carrie was like, oh my God, this guy must be lying. Like, did you notice that?
Yeah.
She said that. At first she was like, I don't know that many people that are going around lying about other people. But then as soon as Brandy said that, her story changed. Oh, the guy's now a liar. He's lying about this whole thing.
Oh.
She said that. I was like, because I'm watching her.
Yeah. I like it. Carrie needs to be watched on the show.
It does. Mm-hmm. But then Leanne loses it. Like, she went to this whole breakdown.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's...
Oh, was that the wrong question?
I know. It's all very confusing. They're all the same story, basically. But yeah, we'll get there. Question number three. What is this? Did Leanne have... her face threaded by a vagina doctor. And I've never asked this question.
I know.
I've never thought I'd be asking this question on a live stream. But I'm
what is that? What does that mean? How do you have your face threaded?
You can get your whole face threaded. It is a bitch, and it's very expensive.
I thought you could just get your eyebrows threaded.
You can get the
whole thing. Yeah, she's talking about her, like, face, like, the hairs on her face.
Yeah. You can get it all done.
You can get your lips. Like, you can get your eyebrows.
I didn't know I knew you can get your eyebrows. I've done it. It didn't bother me, but I didn't know you could do your
it
whole
didn't
face.
Bother you?
No.
It didn't hurt you?
No. Yeah.
The whole face?
Why no. I didn't do the whole face. I didn't know you could do the whole face. I just thought it was just your eyebrows.
Just wax it.
But it doesn't hurt. I don't know. I'm not bothered by waxing or anything.
It hurts me.
Yeah, believe it or not, I do get mine done. Not where they need to be done now, so no one look. But
it hurts.
It's awful. I mean, you have to
try it. It doesn't hurt. Yes, it does.
You
think it does?
You can build your tolerance.
It's pulling your hair out of your face.
I've only ever done it like once or twice because I just usually get it waxed.
You can build. I used to do that too, but then like under here, I just have two big eyebrows to
brush. I like your eyebrows. Yeah, just get under.
Yeah, I don't know. If anyone knows of another way, let me know, please. I hate doing both ways.
So but okay, anyway, I pluck.
Yeah. So what is she doing? So she's getting her whole face threaded,
apparently,
by this guy who's like an OBGYN.
Yeah,
but she's getting her boobs done.
Her boobs done.
Yes, and so Leanne says that he is triple board certified and it is okay.
Yeah. She could not let that go. I think she said triple board like 3 times. Like, but no, he is triple board certified. And then Carrie with the comments like, I'm a registered nurse. I know there are many board exams to pass. And gives her 2 cents.
She's like looking into this. I don't know where people have time to like look into other people's stuff like this.
And what does she care?
Like, no, actually, he's not. He's only certified as an OBGYN. Is that what she said?
Yeah. I'm like,
how the hell do you know? Are you Googling it right now?
Or I believe her. Yes. I believed Carrie. I gave Carrie the benefit of the doubt.
I don't
not
believe her. I'm just thinking it's so far in the weeds in this case. Like, that's like me finding out who did your eyebrow threading, you know, to find out if they're really qualified for it. No, girl, just tell me if I can get mine done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, didn't you think it was just like a little bit too much for them to be going back and forth about it? Like, if you want to get your boobs done by an OBGYN, then go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is she mad because she snubbed her husband to get the boobs done? Is that what it is? Is the husband's a plastic surgeon?
Yeah, he's a plastic. I think that's that meant a little bit of jealousy and like, oh, I missed my husband.
Definitely would have gone to Mark, got a discount.
Yeah, Mark would be able to discount.
I don't think Leanne would give Mark Duber the satisfaction. I don't think I would either.
Why? They have something in common. Oh. Neither one of them like Carrie.
That's true.
Yes.
In this episode, yes.
Oh my God. So good. Good point. So it's 2 hours later.
Dang.
I kid.
Now Deandra has a question for Stephanie, wanting to know why she didn't kick Leanne out of the Halloween party.
Right.
I'm like, oh, we're going back. Mm-hmm. So Stephanie, once again, didn't want to give her the satisfaction. And then so Stephanie now asks Leanne why she would choose to fight a battle that wasn't hers when it came to Brandy. And so Leanne says, well, I saw Brandy cry. And now for the Leanne Logan story. Here we go. We have to hear. I mean, you know, we know the line, and even Stephanie had a funny line where she was like, that's it. It's this, that, and the other. But yes, this all turned into a very large breakdown.
Yeah. This was the moment. And you can just tell it's like later in the evening, the sun is down, it's dark, they've been drinking how many drinks?
For hours,
and then the tears are coming, like, oh, girls.
Oh, my God. And then so Brandy gets up and embraces her. She's like, oh, my God, I'm so glad that you cared that I didn't invite you to the trip.
Yeah, I'm glad you cared. I loved her response. I'm glad you cared. Like, so that's your friend. Response.
Yep.
And then Carrie's arm is stuck while Brandy's embracing Leanne. And Carrie's just like,
I loved
my arm, my arm. And this was after Leanne had called her the C word,
which
we talked about last episode.
Oh, my God, yeah. I ain't a fan of that word.
I don't say that.
We skipped right over that. Yeah. But yeah, she said, you may be a registered nurse, but you're a condescending.
I was like, wow. I wasn't expecting her to say that. And then that's, you know, and Carrie got up like, that's it. I'm not letting you talk to me. So that was the second time someone got up to walk away.
Yeah.
I was expecting more people to kind of like storm around. That was two. Yeah, two people to walk away, but then come right back, bring it back in.
I love this idea of the sit down. I love when they used to do it on Mob Wives because it always went left. Like, you know, I love when they do this.
Yeah, the only person they're missing is, oh my gosh, well, I'm going blank on his name.
Oh, Andy?
Andy. They're all they're missing is Andy.
Like
they just need Andy. That's all they needed.
Well, we have the teapot. That's all right.
Yeah.
So. But I hear what you're saying. No shade.
Yeah.
Little bit.
Yeah. Stephanie didn't want to give you. Oh, Perry said that. Where am I at? So basically, the crying, Brandy's embracing her. Then they have one last question. Where is your favorite vacation spot?
Oh, I love Cameron. That would have been me.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, who put that in there? And Cameron's like, I just wanted it to lighten up the mood. And then in my head, I'm like, that should have been in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Picked at the wrong time.
Like maybe after hour one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I know, let's go on that scheduled trip we all have to take. Yeah. Let's go to Mexico.
I know.
I know how you hate this orchestrated way that they do this, Grant.
I mean, I expect it. I mean, I watched how many of these friggin' seasons?
I just felt like what would have made more sense is for Deandra to have done it.
Yeah.
You know, because she called the honesty conference together and she put it all together. I felt like it would have been a nice little bow at the end of it for her to say, you know what? I feel like we made some progress or not. And I think that what we should do next is, you know, we should just go on a trip together to kind of seal the deal.
Yeah.
It would have made so much more sense for her to do it than for Carrie to randomly say, when she hasn't gotten along with just about, well, half the people there, is to say, oh my God, let's all go on a trip together.
Yeah.
Let's do this exact same thing with this conflict on a trip. You're right. I really do agree with that.
Yeah.
At least she knew not to give gifts with the invitation.
Oh, my gosh.
This whole thing was enough. So, yeah. Wow. What a show. I was thoroughly entertained from beginning to end. I mean, it was a proposal. Yeah. Mark acted like a child. Zuri was a child. And then there were, like, seven questions asked that pissed everybody off. Walk out. I mean, what more do you want in a Real Housewives episode?
That was good. I loved it.
You know, episode six, people. And if my calculations are correct, I think we're halfway through. I think there's a 12-episode run. And then there's the reunions. A reunions. I'm putting that out there, plural, because that one part, we can't be having a one part reunion.
Yes. Yeah. No. There's always like a two.
Oh, at least. Two. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I love Dallas. I love Dallas. I'm so enjoying this. I put on Twitter, this is giving me what OC isn't, and I'm very entertained. So, what can I say?
Me too.
Yes. So, let's talk about some news and gossip. More from this People magazine article.
AfterBuzz
TV News.
Okay, so we have more from Leanne about the engagement. So she says that she'd always wanted to get... I'll read it word for word, what she says. So she said, I had always said I really wanted to get engaged at the fair because I feel like there's a part of me that's still at the carnival that nobody wants, that's literally just waiting at the midway for someone to come and say, you're worthy, I love you, you're wanted, you can leave now.
Hmm.
I don't get the you can leave now. But, I guess you can leave the carnival now. So I think that's so sweet. I mean, that's kind of sad at the same time.
It is.
So, sorry. She then says, so when he did it here, it was the completion. It's like that moment where God steps in and you don't even realize it. And he says, I know that you've struggled with this. Here's your moment forward.
So far.
I thought that was... sad, but I'm so happy for her. I was so happy about the engagement.
So it was about time.
Yeah.
Well, about a time. Little bit more on the ring. It's a marquee cut diamond with two diamonds on either side to symbolize each of their hearts, which Imberlin picked out himself with a little nudging from Locken, and it also had her surprise. She said it's ginormous, as Leanne would say, of the sparkler, which she estimated to be close to 10 carats. She never asked. She was like, well, this is what she said. I was like, Rich, this is way too big. Like, what are you thinking? And he was like, you know what? This is the last one. This is the one that matters. You deserve this.
Aww.
I, for one, am happy for Leanne because I think she's awesome and I think that she deserves to be happy and I think he makes her happy.
Yeah, so, I like him.
I'm excited about this.
That ring is huge. When she had to take that thing off to go to the tea, I was like sad for her. I was like, no, don't take that off. Like, I will wear it for you. Like, I love that ring.
Do you? I guess this is probably maybe more of a lady's question, but maybe we could answer.
I was going to say, if she
had worn it, do we think that the other ladies would have noticed? Like, would you guys have noticed that?
Oh, yes. That I thing is noticed. Huge.
I don't notice jewelry and makeup. I don't notice.
Yeah, I don't know those things either.
That ring?
I would have maybe noticed. I would have maybe noticed the ring, but I wouldn't have known what it meant.
You could think it's like a
regular ring.
Like, well, just not know where it's
but
at.
I feel like you guys probably would have known.
Oh, I would have.
Like,
yeah, I would have freaked out too.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the first thing I notice about someone is what they have on their hands. It's like more of like the eye contact for me.
Yeah.
But if you talk like with your hands like this,
I'm seeing like one of your friends.
Yeah. If it was a girlfriend, for sure.
And it's for sure. Yeah. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
You can't not see it.
I will say, the whole time they had this moment with her and Rich and all this, they kept cutting back to the dinner with Carrie and Mark arguing. It was like, the unhappy couple, and then the new, like, newly in love couple. Oh, it was a little shady the way they did that.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Like, the couple in trouble and the new engaged couple. I'm just thinking of this as I've been recapping the show.
Yeah, because in last season, I feel like Mark and Carrie were all over each other. They were so, like, together, love, love, love. And that's when the conflict with Leanne was happening. Like, I'm not engaged yet. So it's kind of interesting how the tables have turned come this season.
Maybe this was a good thing because I feel like we hadn't gotten really to see multi-dimensional, like, just different sides of Carrie and Mark.
Right.
Maybe this was a good thing, you know, because it kind of lets us see behind the curtain a little bit that it's not so perfect all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe that's turned on for the cameras a little bit? I mean, I think Mark enjoys being on the show. Maybe he'd play the game. I mean, what do you think?
She seemed genuinely, like, annoyed with his behavior. Whatever he was doing, I don't know.
He got up in her face after the dinner when they put Zuri to bed or whatever. Yeah. And he was like, I don't want to do this. And he was, like, in her face. And she was like, you don't support me in anything I want to do. And it got a little real. Yeah. Like, real. So, I don't know. Maybe they struck a chord with each other if they were originally playing it up. Now maybe it's for real. I don't know.
Well, it's difficult. Not only are they married, but they work together. They see each other all the time. Yeah. Like, it's where, you know, I don't think I'd want to work with my significant other.
No.
That's a lot of...
I wouldn't either.
You know, I don't like to mix business and pleasure.
Yeah.
That's not me.
Let's just see each other when we get home.
Yeah.
Last story, Deandra was on the Daily Dish podcast, and they asked her about her closet. Keaton may be gone, but the gowns aren't. So there's still a lot left. And they said, you know, why do you have so many Oscar de la Renta gowns? She said, well, a fun fact, I used to, before my husband, I'll just say, was engaged to his godson, odd quote. But she was engaged to Oscar de la Renta's godson. And that explains why she has so many. Mm. And she says, I have some great Oscar in my closet, and I'm not getting rid of the Oscar that he designed before he passed away. So I guess that's one way to get a lot of gowns.
She has such an intriguing past.
Yeah.
I feel like she should write a book.
Right?
Mm. You know what? Did you watch those three ladies on Watch What Happens Live last week? Carrie and Brandy.
Yeah. I saw bits and pieces of it.
Yeah. Carrie apparently was with Lance Armstrong.
Yes.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Didn't know
that. Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah. The more you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to dig up some more of their past now that we've started talking about it. I'm curious.
They look great.
Curious, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know that Brandy is a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. We all know that. Which I think that's great. A great storyline, being from Dallas.
Yeah. It works for her tagline, too. I like her tagline.
I love her tagline.
So for predictions, next week, Leanne's talking crazy.
What's
your AfterBuzz TV prediction?
Yeah. Do you think they're going to talk about the engagement? Like, when is it next episode that Leanne's going to say, hey, I'm engaged? Or when's the most appropriate time to talk about the biggest moment that she's been waiting for so long? Mm-hmm. You'd think she'd say this... I don't know. I feel like I would have said it the next day, or
I would have too, for sure.
I would have.
That's true. I wouldn't have told anybody but Deandra and Cameron.
Yeah.
But Brandy, she's friends with Brandy.
Well, I'm just saying, Brandy didn't invite me to Memphis. I wouldn't tell her about my engagement.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that invitation. That controversial lack of invitation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. This crazy talk, though, in the hospital. I'm hoping that she's just under the medication.
Right. I think
just
maybe that's it.
Crazy, but she's talking about things she can do with her hands, and she's. I'm assuming she's going after Carrie. So I can only assume.
That's what I got. Yeah. From that.
And then they're going to a gun range, and like whoever edited this preview had fun.
Yeah. It's like Leanne's going back to her old ways, and. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like you see like the not the bullets but whatever, like the clip go into the gun that she's like talking crazy. It's like, what is this?
Yeah. Well, do you think are they going to Mexico next episode? It didn't seem like
it felt like they were probably going at the end of the episode or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
for
they
a two-parter.
Prepping for that episode or something.
Yeah, because they asked her, are you going to behave on this trip? And they were in the back.
Oh,
like, they
that's
looked
right.
Like, looks like they were in like the back row of the plane.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe it was a private plane.
I'm hoping.
A jet.
Here's hoping.
A private jet. The PJ. Hop on that PJ.
Any other final thoughts on this roller coaster of an episode?
I don't know. I think the biggest thing for me is I hope that we see Leanne in season 3 get married. I think
I would love
that would be a nice little bow on this particular storyline. Yeah.
Someone put on Twitter, I want to see a special Leanne colon locking it down.
Locking it down. I like that. That's a new Instagram handle for her. Yes.
Yeah. So you guys can share your thoughts with us if you want to know, we want to know what you are talking about. So Definitely. Let us know in the comments below. Let us know, was this Honest Tea a success? Was it a mess? And what are you looking forward to most in Mexico? I think that she will likely talk about the engagement in Mexico. I think maybe she'll drink and her guard will come
down.
Yeah,
I hope she puts her ring back on her finger.
I hope so, too. Oh, I want to look at it.
I love Tiffany, yeah.
I want her to sneak on this plane.
Oh, me too. Me too.
So that'll do it for us, kids. Let us know your thoughts and opinions, and please support us on our various projects and platforms.
Yes, thank y'all so much for tuning in. We'll see y'all next week. Again, I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on social media at @Rach_Robillard.
And I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me all over social media at @Athletchick.
And I'm DJ Richie Sky, and you can catch me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
And for more reality TV, listen to Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast. You can find that on all major podcasting platforms. And if you're still interested in hearing more about what I have to say about Dallas, check out the recap on realityt.com. For The Real Housewives of Dallas, Season 6. Season 2, Episode 6. That'll do it for us. We'll be back next week.
See y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Yay. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.